across the bay. The moon gives light for all the folk relaxing after their picnic blowout. Everything is so still, giving way to contentment and a sense of well-being.
Billy's all stretched out with his head on Julie's lap.
Beyond the sand dunes over there, the sea wrinkles like a tinsel curtain.
Don't know if I should have ate those last 4 dozen clams.
Look here, Aaron Peasley. You just keep your hands in your pockets if they're so cold.
This was a midnight's clam game. We're money and we came. The riddles we ate were good, you bet. The company was the same.
Codfish chowder, cooked in iron kettles, onions floating on the top, curling up in petals, rolled in ribbons of salted pork,
and old New England trays,
and lapped it all up with a clamshell, tied onto a bayberry stick.
We raked them red-hot lobsters out of the driftwood fire. They sizzled and crackled and sputtered a song, fitting for an angel's choir.
Fitting for an angel's, fitting for an angel's, fitting for an angel's choir.
We slid them down the back and peppered them good and doused them in melted butter.
Then we tore away the claws and cracked them with our teeth, 'cause we weren't in the mood to putter.
We could save ourselves.
started that treasure hunt?
Just a minute. Nobody's going treasure hunting till we get this island cleaned up. Now, we can't leave it like this for the next picnickers that come. Bulk in and get to work, the whole kit and caboodle of you. Burn that rubbish and clean up them bottles. Hey, Enoch, while they're cleaning up, you go hide the treasure.
Why should he get out of working?
Because he found the treasure last year, and the one that finds it hides it the next year. That's the way we do.
Hey, Jigger.
Yeah, that's a well-set-up little piece, that carry.
Ain't it time for us to start?
No, I'll wait till they're ready for that treasure hunt. That'll be a good way for you and me to leave. We'll be a team, see? Then we'll get lost together, like I said. Stop jumping from one foot to another. Get along to your wife and tell that carry to come and talk to me.
Look, Jigger, you ain't got time for girls tonight.
Sure I have. You know me? Quick on nothing.
Jigger, after we do it, what do we do then?
Bury the money and go on like nothing happened for 6 months.
Yes.
Wait another 6 months, buy passages on a ship.
The baby will be born by then.
We'll take it along with us.
Maybe we'll sail to San Francisco.
Why do you keep putting your hand to your chest?
My heart keeps jumping under the knife.
Put the knife on the other side.
Mr. Bigelow, Julie says you should come and help her.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Cragen, why ain't you working?
I don't feel so good.
It's maybe the clams not sitting so good on your stomach.
No, it's nothing on my stomach. It's something on my mind. Sit down here for a minute. I want your advice.
Now, look here, Mr. Cragen. I ain't got no time for no wharf yarns or fish stories.
Oh, you're sweeter than sugar. And I'm crazy for you. Never had this feeling for anyone before.
Mr. Cragen,
Ain't nothing I wouldn't do for you. Why, just to see your lovely smile, I'd swim through beer with my mouth closed. The only girl for me. How about a little kiss?
Oh, Mr. Cragen, I couldn't.
Didn't you hear me say I loved you?
Well, I'm sorry for you, but what can I do? Enoch and me are going to be cried in church next Sunday.
Next Sunday? I might be far out to sea, looking at the icy gray water. Maybe I'll jump in and drown myself.
Oh, don't.
Well, then, give me a kiss. Oh. One measly little kiss.
Enoch wouldn't like it.
I don't want to kiss Enoch.
I'll thank you not to yell at me, Mr. Cragen. If you love me like you say you do, then please show me the same respect like you would if you didn't love me.
Carrie, Miss Pepperidge. Just one word, please. I know I don't deserve your forgiveness. Only I couldn't help myself. For a few awful minutes, I let the brute come out in me.
I think I understand, Mr. Cragen.
Oh, thank you, Miss Pepperidge. Thank you kindly. There's just one thing that worries me, and it worries me a lot. It's about you.
About me?
Oh, you're such a little innocent. You had no right to stay here alone and talk with a man you hardly know. Suppose I was a different type of fella, you know, unprincipled. A fella that uses physical strength to have his will. There are such men, you know.
I know, but I...
Every girl ought to know how to defend herself against beasts like that. Now, there are certain grips in wrestling I could teach you. Tricks that'll land a masher on his face in 2 minutes.
But I ain't strong enough.
It don't take strength. It's all in balance. A twist of the wrist and a dig with the elbow. Yeah, let me just show you a simple one. This might save your life someday. Suppose a fella grabs you like this. Now, put your two hands on my neck. Now, pull me towards you. That's it. Now, pull my head down. Oh, good. Now, put your left arm all the way around my neck. Now, squeeze hard. Oh. Tighter. Oh, good girl.
Does it hurt?
Oh, you got me helpless.
Aha. Show me another one.
Right. Here's how you can pick a fella up and send him sprawling. Now, I'll just stand here and you get hold of... Oh, no. Wait a minute. I'll do it to you first. Then you can do it to me. Okay, now, stand up here and relax, huh?
Oh.
This is the way firemen carry people.
Is it?
Oh. See how helpless you can make a fella if he gets fresh.
Mr. Cragen. Hello, Enoch. This is the way firemen carry people.
Where's the fire?
He was only showing me how to defend myself.
It didn't look like you had learned very much by the time I came.
Oh, what's all the fussing and fuzzling and wuzzling about?
In my opinion, sir, you are a scurvier hunk of scum I ever seen near the water's edge at low tide.
The same side view.
I never thought I would see a woman I am engaged to being carried out of the woods like a fallen deer.
He wasn't carrying me out of the woods. He was carrying me into the woods. Oh, no, I don't mean that.
I think we have said all we have to say. I can't abide women who are free, loose, and lallygagging. And I certain would never marry one.
But Enoch...
Leave me, please! Leave me alone with my shattered dreams. They're all I have left. Memories of what didn't happen.
Geraniums in the window, hydrangeas on the lawn, and breakfast in the kitchen in the timid pink dawn, and you to blow me kisses when I headed for the sea. We might have been a happy pair of lovers. And coming home at twilight, it might have been so sweet to take my catch of herring and lay them at your feet. I might have had a baby.
What?
To dandle.
Never see it yet to fail. I never see it fail. A girl who's in love with a virtuous man is doomed to weep and wail.
Stone cutters cut it on stone. Woodpeckers peck it on wood. There's nothing so bad for a woman as a man who thinks he's good.
Nice talk.
My mother used to say to me, when you grow up, my son, I hope you're a bum like your father was, 'cause a good man ain't no fun.
Enoch, say you forgive me. Say something sweet to me, Enoch. Something soft and sweet. Say something soft and sweet!
Boston cream pie!
Hey, Jimmy. Don't you think we ought to...
When are we going to stab that treasure hunt?
Yeah.
Now, right now, y'all got your partners?
Yeah.
Two men to each team.
Okay.
Now, you got half an hour to find the treasure, and the winners can kiss any gal they like.
Yeah. Billy, are you going with Jigger? Well, don't you think that's foolish?
Why?
Well, neither one of you knows the island good. You ought to split up and each go with someone that at least...
We're partners, see? Come on, Jigger.
I really wish you wouldn't.
I don't know what gets in a man. Enoch put on a new suit this morning. He seems like a different person.
I never see it yet to fail.
I never see it fail. A girl who's in love with any man is doomed to weep and wail.
They're even worse after they marry him.
Give him back that ring, Carrie. He's better off.
He's Armony. Be married to him.
clock just ticks your life away. There's no relief in sight. It's cooking and scrubbing and sewing all day, and God knows what and all night. Stone cutters cutting on stone, woodpeckers pecking on wood. There's nothing so bad for a woman as a man who's bad or good.
Makes you wonder, don't it?
Now you tell her, Julie.
You know.
She's your best girlfriend.
Tell it to her good, Judy. Tell it to her good.
Time to fool with women. Just get out of my way, all right?
Billy, I know you got a knife.
Come on, get
Let
out of my way.
Let me have that.
Jules,
oh, Billy,
Jules.
Please!
Thank you.
The mainland waterfront is bathed in long shadows, thrown by wharf buildings, and cranes, bales, and crates. The only sound in the eerie silence is the scuttle of rats.
Suppose he don't come.
He'll come. What do you say to him?
I say, good evening, sir. Excuse me, sir. Can you tell me the time? And suppose he answers me, what do I say?
He won't answer you.
Have you ever killed a man before?
If I did, I wouldn't be likely to say so, would I?
No, I guess you wouldn't. If you did. If tonight we... Suppose someday when we die, and we'll have to come before...
Before who?
Well, before God.
You and me? Not a chance.
Why not?
What's the highest court they ever dragged you into?
Just police magistrates, I guess.
Sure. Never been before a Supreme Court judge, have you?
No.
Same thing in the next world. For rich folks, the heavenly court and the high judge. For you and me, police magistrates. For the rich, fine music and chubby little angels.
Won't we get any music?
Not a note. All we get is justice. There's plenty of that for you and me. Yes, sir. Nothing but justice.
It's getting late. They're going to be coming back from the clam bake. I wish he'd come. Suppose he don't come.
He will. Hey, what do you say we play some cards while we're waiting? Time will pass quicker that way.
All right.
Got any money?
80 cents.
All right, 80 cents. We'll play 21. I'll bank.
Bet the bank.
Sounds like he's got an ace.
Take another. Come again. Over. I wish old Sideburns would come have it over with already.
It's a little late. Don't you want to go on with the game?
I ain't got any more money, I told you.
Want to play on credit?
What, you mean you'll trust me?
No, but I'll deduct it.
From what?
From your share of the money. If you win, you deduct it from my share.
All right. I can't wait here doing nothing. I'm driving a fella crazy. How much the bank?
Sideburns left $3,000 on him. That's what he always brings, the captain. Tonight, the captain don't get it. We get it. $1,500 to you. $1,500 to
me. All right, go ahead and deal. $50. No. $100. That's enough.
21.
All right. This time, double or nothing.
Double or nothing it is.
Enough.
21.
Hey, are you cheating?
Me? Do I look like a cheat?
500.
Dollars.
$500.
Say, you're a plunger, ain't you? Hey.
Come on, another.
That makes 700
too much,
you owe
too
me.
Too much. All right, 700, double or nothing. I'll stamp that.
21. A natural.
You damn you, you dirty crook. You're cheating, you're dealing off the bottom of the deck. You think I'm blind?
There he is. Go get him.
Excuse me, sir. Can you tell me the time?
What's going on?
He's got a gun.
No, you don't. Now, don't budge, either of you. Drop that knife. Ahoy up there on the 9CB.
Ahoy. Who's down there?
Hey! Stop, or I shoot. Someone go after him. He's running up Maple Street. I keep this one covered. There's another bullet in here, Bigelow. Don't forget that. You look behind you. What do you see coming?
Two policemen.
You wanted to know what time it was? I'll tell you. The time for you will be 10 to 20 years in prison.
No, it won't. It won't put me in no prison.
What do you think you're doing? Hey, grab him! Go ahead and go! Let him get hold of him!
Stop him! He's got a knife!
Oh. Julie.
What?
Give me a hand with this coat. Watch that knife.
How about you, Mr. Bascom? You all right?
Yes, I'm all right. Lucky, though. Very lucky. This is the first time I ever took a pistol with me.
Is he dead?
No. He's still breathing.
Bring him out here where we can lay him out flat.
Bring him out on these bales.
Watch his side now. Be careful of it.
You go for a doctor. Put his coat under his head.
Fools. Silly fools. They didn't even notice I was coming from the ship, not to it.
The money they tried to kill you for is locked up in my desk.
The fools.
He got away, Mr. Bascom.
What's that?
The folks. Coming back from the clam bake.
You better stop them.
Yes, yes, sir. Sir.
Get back! Get back! Get back!
Little Julie. Julie. Something I want to tell you. I couldn't see anything ahead. And Jigger told me how we could get hold of a lot of money. And sail to San Francisco, see?
Yes.
Tell the baby, if you want. Say I had this idea about San Francisco. Julie.
Yes.
Hold me tight.
I am holding you tight all the time.
Tighter. Still tighter. Julie.
Goodbye.
The good Lord will help him now, ma'am.
Julie, don't be mad at me for saying it, but you're better off this way.
Carrie's right.
Tell me, Julie, am I right?
You're right, Carrie.
He's better off too, poor fella. Believe me, Julie, he's better off too.
Don't cry, Carrie.
God be with you, Julie.
Where is he? Let me by.
Billy. Oh, my God, no.
Sleep, Billy. Sleep. Sleep peaceful like a good boy. You weren't a good boy. You were bad and quick-tempered and unhappy. But sleep peaceful now. I knew why you hit me. I always know everything you were thinking. But you didn't always know what I was thinking. One thing I never told you, scared you'd laugh at me. I'll tell you now. I love you. I love you. I love you. I was always ashamed to say it out loud. But now I said it, didn't I? What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Do? Why, you got to stay on here with me so I can be with you when you have the baby. Main thing is to keep on living. Keep on caring what's going to happen. Remember that sample you gave me? Remember what it says?
The words. I used to say them in school.
Will you say them now? See if you know what they mean.
When you walk through a storm, keep your chin up high. And don't be afraid of...
Get up, Billy.
Huh?
Get up.
Who are you?
Shake yourself up. Gotta get going.
Going? Where?
Never mind where. Important thing is, you can't stay here.
Julie. Julie!
She can't hear you.
Who decided that?
You did? When you killed yourself?
So, that's it, huh? It's ooh, all over, huh?
Oh, it isn't as simple as that. As long as there is one person on Earth who remembers you, it isn't over.
Well, what are you gonna do to me?
Well, I ain't gonna do anything. I just came down to fetch you, to take you up to the judge.
Judge? Am I going before the Lord God himself?
What have you ever done that you should come before him?
So that's it. It's just like Jigga said, huh? No Supreme Court for the little people, just police magistrates.
Who said anything about
police? I tell you, if they kick me around up there like they did on Earth, I'm going to do something about it. I'm dead now. I ain't got nothing to lose. I'm going to stand up for my rights, I tell you. I'm going before the Lord God himself.
Simmer down, Billy. Simmer down.
Take me before the pearly gates through a beautiful marble hall. Take me before the highest throne and let me be judged by the highest judge of all. Let the Lord shout and yell at his highest flash flame. I promise not to quiver when he calls my name. Let him send me to hell, but before I go, I feel that I'm entitled to a hell of a show. One pink-faced angels on a purple cloud, twanging on their harps till their fingers get red. One organ music, let it roll out loud, rolling like a wave washing over my head. One every star in heaven hanging in the room, shining in my eyes when I hear my doom. Reckon my sins are good big sins, and the punishment won't be small. So take me before the highest throne and let me be judged by the highest judge of all.
Billy.
Hey, what is this? Who are you?
Never mind. Who I am, Bigelow?
Where am I?
You're in the backyard of Hep. There's the gate over there.
Pearly gates?
No, pearly gates are in front. Those are the back gates. They're just mother of pearly.
I don't want to go in no back gate. I want to go before the highest.
You go where we send you, young man.
Now, look here.
Now, don't yell.
I didn't.
Well, don't. Now, Brother Joshua, take that star off the line. All nicely polished, all finished. Now, you place it, hang it over Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Now, this is a routine question I got to ask everybody. Is there anything on Earth you left unfinished? The reason I ask you is you're entitled to go back for one day, if you want to.
I don't know. I guess as long as I'm here, I won't go back.
Mm-hmm. Right. Waves his right to go back.
Can I ask you something? I'd like to know if the baby was a boy or a girl.
We'll come to that later.
I'm only asking.
Just let me do the asking. You do the answering. I got my orders. Now, you left your wife having that baby coming with nothing for him to live on. Why'd you do that?
Oh, I couldn't get work, and I couldn't bear to
you
see her.
You couldn't bear to see her cry. Why not come right out and say it? Why are you afraid of saying the right word? Why are you ashamed you loved Julie?
I ain't ashamed of anything.
Why'd you beat her?
I didn't beat her. I wouldn't beat a little thing like that. I hit her.
Why?
Well,
You see, we'd argue, and she'd say this, and I'd say that, and she'd be right, so I'd hit her.
You sorry you hit her?
I ain't sorry for anything.
You can be as stubborn and pernickety as you want. Up here, patience is as endless as time. We can wait. Now look here, son. It's only fair to tell you, you're in a pretty tight corner. Fact is, you haven't done enough good in your life to get in there, not even to the back door.
All right. If I can't get in, I can't.
I didn't say you can't. I said you ain't done enough so far. You might still make it if you tried hard enough.
How?
Why don't you go down to Earth for a day like I said you could? Do something real fine for someone.
What could I do?
Well, for one thing, you might do your little daughter some good.
A daughter? It's a girl. My baby.
Ain't a baby no more. She's 15 years old.
Well, how could that be? I just come from there.
You gotta get used to a new way of telling time, Billy. A year on Earth is just a minute up here. Would you like to look down and see her?
Could I? Could I see her from here?
Sure could. Follow me.
Tell me, is she happy?
No, she ain't, Billy. She's a lot like you. That's why I figure you're the one could help her most. If you was there...
She ain't happy, I don't want to look.
Well, right this minute, she appears to be having a fine time, yes, sir. There she is, running on the beach, get her shoes and stockings off.
Like I used to do.
Don't you think you better take a look?
Where is she?
Jess.
What? What do I have to do to see her?
Look and wait. The power to see her will come to you.
Is that her? The little kid with the straw-colored hair?
Pretty, ain't she?
My little girl.
Thank you. family motto, decorum and dignity at all times.
Emax now.
Yeah, and all these kids.
Hey, what a puff gold, what a puff up gold you turned out to be, huh?
Very successful, worked for it, got a whole fleet of ships.
I always knew we'd end up with a stiff collar.
Old man.
I see better looking fish, I see better looking fish in a barrel.
Good morning, Mr. Snow. Hello, Millicent. Oh, my, you have such a pretty head. May I touch the ribbon and close my eyes?
You have dirty hands.
I wash them in the sea.
In the sea?
That's not proper washing.
Well, I can a tub with soap.
And fresh, clean towel.
Did you hear that, Louise? In a tub with soap. Fancy that.
With a fresh, clean towel. You be a snow boy.
So many of you such snow
boys.
Quickly now, your mother be set waiting in the parlor. Now follow me. Did you hear me? I said follow me. Where's Millicent? We're in a hurry.
My father bought me a pretty dress.
My father would have bought me a pretty dress too. He was a barker on a carousel.
Your father was a thief.
Give me that hand, you silly, silly. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Grab it, Louise. Make her cry.
Yeah, make her cry.
Hey, boy, my little girl, huh? She's got some fire in her belly. She ain't no paper doll, huh?
Billy, look around. A carnival of performers parading over there.
Oh, my God. Reminds me of my carousel. All that glitter.
See that young man heading the troop?
Kind of likeness to me?
I'd say.
With his eyes on Louise.
And she's taking a whole lot of notice.
That ain't right. He's older than she is. She's just a kid.
Julie was just a kid. Night you walked along that same shoreline and took her by the hand and lifted her up to the moon.
And then it all turned to nothing.
No, no. nothing is nowhere. But right here, where you are, can be a new beginning.
Say, mister, what do you do up here anyway?
Hang up the stars. Keep them polished.
Well, I'll be done. Those two down there, they're kissing each other.
Sure. And the world is dancing around them.
He just walks away from her like that. Deserts her.
Didn't you do the same thing?
Hell no. I walked into a trap. I paid for it with my life.
Death is also a form of desertion.
She's humiliated.
Tide's turned. It's taken away the glory of the morning.
Leaving my little girl alone.
And ashamed.
Crying.
Facing the sun. That's better. Hold out your tumblers for lemonade. Straight line. Come along, into a straight line. Daisy, you can serve from the big jug. We'll eat after games. First, we're going to play fox and chicken. So find yourself a partner. Now, who's a fox and who's a chicken? Make up your mind, Walter. It's quite a simple choice. Don't suck your thumb, boy. It's so childish. Bella... Pull your skirt down. Waiting comes later.
Pardon me, ma'am. May I join in the game?
We're the Constantine Kindergarten. Why don't you run off over there and play by yourself?
Go away!
Go away!
Go away! Go away!
Little girl can be left to wander off by herself. By the wharf, perhaps. Now off you go, child. No, don't stare like that. Don't come near me. Stay away. Do you hear me? Stay away.
I hate you. I hate all of you.
Why did you make me look?
You said you wanted to.
I know what she's going through.
Something like what happened to you when you was a kid, ain't it?
Somebody ought to help her.
Somebody ought to. Go down anytime you like. Offers still open.
Can I?
Hey. Did you see what he took?
I saw. But he don't know I saw.
Ready, Billy?
Yeah. Ready.
Now, I can see what Billy can see. Two mothers just sitting on a handsome porch. Mrs. Snow is pouring coffee for Mrs. Bigelow, like old times. Except Mrs. Snow wears a dress costing maybe a few dollars more than the one worn by her friend.
And so the next day, we all climbed to the top of the Statue of Liberty, Enoch and me and the nine kids.
Did you go to any theaters in New York?
Of course we did.
Did you see any of them there extravaganzas?
Enoch took me to see one of them things. The curtain goes up, and the first thing you see are 12 hussies with nothing on their legs but tights.
What happened then?
Well, Enoch just grabbed hold of my arm and dragged me out of the theater.
Oh.
But I went back the next day to a matinee to see how the story came out.
Oh, by yourself?
Uh-huh.
You're lucky you didn't see anyone you know.
I did.
Who?
Enoch.
Oh, Carrie!
There was this one girl who sung an awful catchy song. She threw her leg over the fence like this. And it rained all day.
Oh, Louise, take these cups right into the kitchen, dear. There's a good girl.
Yes, Mother.
So go on.
Anyway, she threw her leg over the fence like this and sang, I'm a tomboy, just a tomboy. I'm a madcap made from Broadway. I'm a tomboy, a merry tomboy.
Turn your eyes away, Enoch Jr.
I was just telling Julie about that show, Madcap Maidens.
We also saw Julius Caesar. Wouldn't that have been a better play to quote from?
I don't remember much of that one. All the men was dressed in nightgowns, and it made me sleepy.
Oh, Mr. Snow, won't you sit down and visit with us?
Afeard we haven't time. Mrs. Snow and I have to stop the ministers on our way to the graduation. Come, Junior. Come, Mrs. Snow.
Oh, Pa, can I stay and talk to Louise just for 5 minutes?
No.
Oh, let him.
Oh, all right. 5 minutes. No more.
Goodbye.
See you at the graduation.
Still lollygagging? You'd think a woman with 9 children have more sense.
If I had more sense, I wouldn't have 9 children.
I wish I could go to New York.
What are you going to do after you graduate, Louise?
Listen, Enoch. Can you keep a secret?
Did she say me?
Only if you wanted to.
Well, what's the secret?
I'm going to be an actress. There's a troupe coming through here next week. I met a fella. Says he's the advanced man or something. Says he'll help me.
You mean run away? Oh, I won't let you do it, Louise.
How will you stop me?
I'll marry you. That's how. Well, the hardest thing will be to persuade Papa to let me marry beneath my station, but...
Well, you needn't bother about marrying beneath your station, because I wouldn't have you. And I wouldn't have that stuck-up buzzard for a father-in-law if you gave me $1,000,000.
Oh, you're a fine one to talk about my father. What about your owner, cheap? Oh, a cheap barker on a carousel. And he beat your mother.
You get out of here, you sneaky little idiot.
Help me.
I'll kill you.
If I want her to see me, she will.
That's right.
Little girl, Louise.
Who are you?
How
did you know my name?
Somebody told me you live here. I knew your father.
My father?
Yeah. I heard what that little whippersnapper said. Now, that ain't true. Any of it.
It is true.
Did your mother tell you that?
No, but every kid in town knows it. They've been throwing it up at me ever since I can remember. I wish I was dead.
What? What? What did your mother say about him?
Oh, she told me a lot of fairy stories about how he died in San Francisco. And she's always saying what a handsome fella he was.
Well, he was.
Was he really?
Ooh. He was the handsomest fella around here.
You really knew him, did you? And he was handsome? What else about him? Know anything else good about him?
Well, he used to tell jokes around the carousel, make people laugh.
Did he? What else?
Look, I want to give you a present.
Don't come in, mister. My mother wouldn't like
it. I don't mean you any harm, child. I want to give you something.
Don't come any closer. You go away with your white face. You scare me.
Don't chase me away. I want to give you a present. Something pretty or something wonderful.
What is that?
Psst. Look up there. That's a star.
Go away.
Now, darling, please, I want to help you.
Don't call me darling.
I want to make you happy. Will you take this?
No.
Please, please, dear.
No, go away. Mother! Mother!
Failure, failure. Whenever things don't turn out the way you want, all you ever do is hit someone you love. Failure.
Where is he?
I don't want her to see me.
Then she doesn't.
She looks like she saw me before I said that.
Oh, he's gone. I didn't make it up, Mother. Honest, there was a strange man here, and he hit me hard. I heard the sound of it, but it didn't hurt, Mother. It didn't hurt at all. It was just as if he kissed my hand.
Go into the house, child.
What's happened, Mother? Don't you believe me?
Yes, I believe you.
Then why don't you tell me why you're acting so funny?
It's nothing, darling.
But is it possible for someone to hit you hard like that? Real loud and hard? And not hurt at all?
Oh, yes. It's possible. It's so possible, dear, for someone to hit you. Hit you hard. And not hurt at all. Now go on inside, dear.
Thank you.
Julie?
Longing to tell you, but afraid and shy, I let my golden chances pass me by. Now I've lost you, soon I will go in the mist of day. And you never will know. I loved you.
She took it. She took the star. It seems like she knew I was there all the time.
Julie would always know.
She never changes.
No, Julie never changes.
My little girl. My Louise. I gotta do something for her.
So far you haven't done much.
I know.
Time's running out.
It ain't over yet. I want an extension. I gotta see your graduation.
All right, Billy, come with me. Because right there outside the schoolhouse, graduation is in progress. Rows of students with shining faces and proud parents. The Bascoms, Snows, Nettie, Julie, everybody in town sees each student receive their diploma. But they don't see Billy. He just looks on, invisibly, as the principal dispenses the honors.
Junior. Miss Louise Bigelow. Our speaker this year is the most popular best-loved man in our town, Dr. Selden.
Say, he reminds me of that fellow up there on the ladder.
A lot of these country doctors and ministers remind you of him.
It's the custom of these graduations to pick out some old duck like me to preach at the kids. Well, I can't preach at you. I know you all too well. Brought most of you into the world. Rubbed liniment on your backs. Poured castor oil down your throats. Right, Walter. Well, all I hope is that now I got you this far, you'll turn out to be worth all the trouble I took with you. Now, I can't tell you any sure way to happiness. All I know is you got to go out and find it for yourselves. You can't lean on the success of your parents. That's their success. And don't be held back by their failures. It makes no difference what they did or didn't do. You just stand on your own 2 feet.
Louise, listen to him. Believe him.
The world belongs to you as much as the next fella. Don't give it up. And try not to be scared of people not liking you. Just you try liking them. Just keep your faith and courage, and you'll come out all right. It's like that song we used to sing every morning when I went to school. Maybe you still sing it. I don't know. When you walk through a storm, keep your chin up high. You know that one?
Believe him, darling. Believe.
Been listening to Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel, based on the Ferenc Molnár play Lilium. It starred Mandy Patinkin as Billy Bigelow, Deborah Myers as Julie Jordan, Janie Dee, Josephine Blake, Howard Atfield, Shezwe Powell, Barry James, John Altman, Michael Cahill, and David Kelsey. With the children of the Sylvia Young Choir, the Stephen Hill Singers, and the BBC Concert Orchestra, conducted by Kenneth Alwyn. The producer was John Langridge.